Track 12. Now you must dance yourself dizzy. It's a fantastic way to get fit. All you need is a bit of space and some music. Here we go. American author Wayne Dyer said, "When you dance, your purpose is not to get to a certain place on the floor, it's to enjoy each step along the way." How many of us have put on some music and had a boogie around the kitchen, or tried to keep up with the kids dancing to TikTok? Dance is simple and it's cheap. All you need is some uplifting music. However, finding a dance class will not only teach you something new, it's fun and social. You can start dance at any age. It depends on what moves you, says Italian-born choreographer Simona Scotto. Simona opened her dance school, simonascotto.com, for people over 55 to enjoy dance and learn a new skill in a fun and non-judgmental environment. She teaches people of 90 years old in her classes and believes the social element is the key. People have a coffee afterwards and spend time together, she says. To me, the classes I teach give value to the person, and I hope I encourage them to change their mindset. They learn that they can break the barriers and push themselves more than they perceive they can. Aging is like a good bottle of wine. We get better. Our mind expands if we wish our mind to expand. She teaches contemporary dance and ballet, including online classes. Dancing opens up a host of health benefits, increased flexibility, overall fitness, and learning those steps will massage the mind. One participant commented that their balance had changed completely. I can balance better. I'm more flexible. Her philosophy is, if you don't move it, you lose it. With dance, you have an extra element, the artistry, the element of self-expression, the music which takes you to a different place. When I take people into the world of ballet, I say to people, imagine today you are at the Royal Opera House and we're doing a class on that stage. I play music from famous ballets and it transports you to a different world for half an hour. The power of dancing is also backed by science. Dr. Peter Lovett, psychologist and author of The Dance Cure, The Surprising Secret of Being Smarter, Stronger, Happier, has studied the benefits. He explains that dancing releases happy hormones like dopamine, which make us feel instantly better. There is abundant evidence that dancing changes the way people think, feel, and behave. Science has shown that dancers have known for centuries that dancing can lead to positive changes in our physical and mental well-being, and it can draw people together too. I worked at the University of Hertfordshire for 15 years, during which time I carried out research into the positive impact of dance for people with Parkinson's disease. It was amazing to witness how some of the symptoms of Parkinson's can improve when people dance. We saw how dancing can improve people's mood, thinking, decision-making, as well as leading to positive physical changes in the way people walk and move. So, whether it's ballet, ballroom, or belly, keep dancing.